going down into the nigger area.
Okay, now was there a name? Was that just what the whites would say, or what
would you? Some of them would say.
What would you refer to where you live? How would you call it?
Where I live at?
Where you used to live in the Grove.
At the foot of Sugar Hill.
Okay. Was there a nickname for it?
That's it.
The foot of Sugar Hill. Mm-hmm. Was there ever an area, was there ever any area south of Coconut Grove that was like a bad area?
Yes.
Like the little Korea that you're
yes.
talking
about? Yes. They call that Black Bottom.
Okay. The reason why I ask you that is Mr. Thompson mentioned that.
Coconut Grove.
How about an area just north of Flagler now? What would you call Little Havana now?
Yes.
Just north of that and still pretty much downtown. Was that ever a black area too?
Yes.
What was that called?
It's an area in there they used to call Chinatown.
Chinatown?
Yes. And it was an area in there they would call Good Bread Alley.
Good Bread Alley?
Uh-huh. And they had an area in there they used to call Blood Alley.
Blood Alley? Because it was rough?
Rough, rough, rough.
And it's very rough. Okay, how about an area that might have been known as, did you ever hear of an area that might have been known as Overtown?
That is the Central District of Miami. What they call the Central District of Miami is the black area coming in from Flagler.
Black bomb.
Coming in, okay, that's north of Flagler?
This way.
Oh, coming this way from Flagler.
Now, what would that be, north of Flagler?
Yeah. Okay, so it'd be north of Flagler. Now, how about, were there ever any poor white areas in Miami?
Yes, it was.
Like maybe Georgia's or, some white people?
Yes.
Where were they located?
They was mostly located, let's see. Where we live at in Coconut Grove, it was quite a few that live on McDonald, down in the, between Douglas Road, coming back to Virginia Street and McDonald, around in that area. They were poor people.
Okay, and where would you say they were? Were they Southern people or just?
Yes, most were Southern people.
Okay. Did they have a nickname? Did that area have a nickname?
Yes, they used to call them the Crackers.
The Crackers? Okay. How about now? Now we're talking about the Overtown section, which is, you said, predominantly black.
Mm-hmm.
Was it low income, middle income, upper income?
Was it was all mixed.
Okay, so a rich person or middle class or a low person, class income person could all live together there?
Yes.
Okay. How about...
They couldn't, but they tried.
Okay. How about in Little Havana? Is it mixed too?
Yes, in some places it's mixed.
All right, now these communities that we've just been talking about, like Little Havana and I guess the Cracker City or Cracker area and Overtown and Black Bottom and the village and all that, did they have their own shopping districts?
No, they all had to go to what they call now the white areas. In the village we had something more like a shopping plaza. And we used to go there and get our mails and shop for our clothes and our foods and whatnot.
Okay. And now, where did the rich people live?
The rich people?
Yeah, where were they usually found?
They was found on what they call the main highway around Ingram Highway and Douglas Road. That was, let's see what street separated us. Marlow Street separated the blacks from the rich areas.
Okay. And was that mainly in the south, down toward the Grove?
That was in the Grove.
Okay. How about over on the island, on the beach side? What kind of people did you find over there?
Miami Beach? When I was small, it was mostly what we would call the white people.